It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hey, good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. It's mostly cloudy. 95 degrees, KSL's top story. A University of Utah gymnast is now in isolation in Tokyo after testing positive for COVID, and her coach is heartbroken. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has the story.
Red Rocks coach Tom Farden says Kara Aker worked extremely hard to become an alternate with Team USA, and he says, unfortunately, the virus can still affect vaccinated individuals. ABC's Lionel Moyes telling inside sources that Aker had the shot.
She tested positive at a training camp. She's now being quarantined in her hotel. Her dad says she is not exhibiting any symptoms, but she was vaccinated.
And whether the rest of Team USA Gymnastics could be infected, KSL.com Ute insider Trevor Allen says it's not likely.
From what I understand is that the alternates do not practice together with the ones who are competing.
Another alternate has also tested positive. Aker's parents telling a local Kansas City NBC affiliate, before her diagnosis, there was hope for Aker for her competing, and now there's none. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Well, Team USA may have suffered another blow. Chicago Bulls star Zach LaVine won't fly to Tokyo today. He doesn't have COVID, but he was in close contact with someone who does have it. He's hoping he'll be cleared and can head to the Olympics on Wednesday to play for the basketball team. He's the third Olympic basketball player impacted by COVID. The First Lady is still planning to travel to Tokyo for the opening ceremonies. ABC's Karen Travers is in Washington with details.
First Lady Dr. Jill Biden is scheduled to travel to the Olympics opening ceremonies at the end of this week. Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked Monday what precautions are being taken for her travel to Japan as it relates to COVID-19.
Our team will be following very strict safety and health protocols, limiting engagement with the public and keeping our footprint as small as possible.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The CDC is advising travelers to avoid travel to the UK just as Britain eases its international travel restrictions. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the CDC is boosting its travel advisory to level 4, saying cases are rising on both sides of the Atlantic. The experts advising Americans to be fully vaccinated if they must travel there. Meantime, UK residents are celebrating their first day of relaxed COVID restrictions and the lifting of mask mandates countrywide. ABC News Medical Director Dr. Darian Sutton says it's up to residents to do their part to control the spread.
I think each and every person has to take an onus in terms of their level with risk and their comfort with that risk.
Meantime, fully vaccinated U.S. citizens can visit Canada without restrictions beginning Monday, August 9th. The Canadian Prime Minister says rising vaccination rates and declining COVID cases are making it possible to loosen border restrictions. President Biden is clarifying a statement that he made last week about the spread of misinformation about COVID on Facebook. He had said the social media giant is killing people.
Facebook isn't killing people. These 12 people are out there giving misinformation. Anyone listening to it is getting hurt by it. It's killing people.
He says a majority of misinformation is coming from about a dozen individual posters. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
After 2.5 years, police have made an arrest in a murder near a Salt Lake City dollar store. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joining us live with details. Paul.
Well, Jeff, the murder happened in November of 2018, but investigators say they finally got forensic evidence showing Kytus Johannes is their suspect. Police say they got good witness testimony pointing them to Johannes' direction. But in May of this year, the Utah State Lab came back with the results of the testing his clothes, and they did find that he had the DNA of his victim, Candace Samples, on his clothing. The probable cause statement says Johannes chased Samples from the Marmalade Library on 300 West, thinking that she had his cell phone, and he reportedly told her and another witness that he would kill to get it back. Johannes was booked for aggravated murder. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Snow Basin is canceling some big summer events because it's struggling to find workers. They're calling off their popular Blues, Brews, and Barbecues concert series after August 1st. Five Sunday concerts are canceled in August and Labor Day weekend because of a severe staff shortage in the food and beverage department. Snow Basin is hoping to hire enough people to run events scheduled for the fall. Today was quite the kickoff for the Days of 47 Rodeo. The governor and first lady led a cattle drive through downtown, and KSL News Radio's Mary Richards was there.
Texas Longhorn cattle with 8-foot horns lumbered casually along west to the State Fair Park. Helping guide them along were horsemen and Spencer and Abby Cox, and they come from ranching and farming backgrounds.
Yeah, we're going over the viaduct, and you're just looking out over the city, and you've got these beautiful longhorns, and it just felt surreal. It was incredible.
They both say they are glad the rodeo is back and the Days of 47 events and that feeling of community.
It feels like the people around you, doesn't matter what they believe or think. It's that community feel where you come together again, which is, I think, really important.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Ricky, did you start work today after the cows were gone, or you missed it?
Was it cool?
What, I don't know. I'm just saying, what a golden opportunity for a traffic reporter to say, "Squeeze left, cows in the road."
Yeah, and who wouldn't want to give a yee-haw out loud to all of those cows passing through?
Yee-haw, we have emergency traffic. What's going on now?
We do. It's a crash in Summit County, and it's been causing delays for about 90 minutes. This is westbound I-80, about a mile west of Wanship. We also have traffic filling in and slowing down northbound I-15 in Davis County as you're going from Layton into Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's cherry season, and my minute of news is on the way next.
Dave, whether you like it or not, gaming is an important part of your children's life.
Dude, Janovic.
Guess what?
It's also a breeding ground for online predators.
Catch Dave and Debbie at their new expanded time
between 9 and noon.
Tell your favorite smart speaker. Play KSL News Radio.
Others are saying,
you gotta wait.
You don't wanna wait. You wanna move.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.